morning and welcome in to Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, Mike, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Hopefully we're both doing well. Hopefully all of our listeners are doing well as we make our way into June and inching closer, a little bit at least, to kind of getting things at least in the right direction back towards normal. Still a ways to go, of course. But our topic for today is we open up a new month. It's called Flattening the Curve. So where are we going this week?
Well, I have to say, Mike, I really felt bad capitalizing on the media's topic. But Flattening the Curve is what I chose. And, you know, and we know how it's used in COVID. We know that it's talking about spreading out the numbers so that the health issues don't overwhelm the hospitals. And, you know, I think this is incredibly important. People need to be healthy, and we need to take care of people who are really sick. But there's always two sides, at least two sides, to every story. And I'm sure you know how that goes.
Well, how does it work in this instance?
Well, you know, there's the good news in that shelter-in-place seems to be helping, and that many people who have had the disease have survived. But on the other side, you know, you and I have talked about how difficult it is to be together all the time. And not everybody is getting the same kind of relief that they used to get when they would go to work, go to school, kids could go play at grandma's house or the neighbors, and vice versa, have, you know, distractions over. And so we're seeing some social issues kind of creeping up that I think we need to be talking about today.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes people, when they get overstressed, you can't control yourself really well. And so sometimes there's domestic violence, and it could be verbal, physical. There's child abuse, which also could be for a verbal or physical. And there's substance abuse. And the social supports, like, usually we get to share that stress. You know, like, kids will go to, like I said before, kids go to grandma's, they get a little break, they go to their aunts or uncles, they go to the neighbors, they have a babysitter. Parents can go do something different. Even the socialization that you get at work allows you to reset, you know, to take that breath and realize, that irritating thing was not really that irritating. And on top of it, our poor kids, I mean, they're stressed, too, because they don't have their usual outlet for exercise and fun with their friends. So they become very needy and sometimes whiny with their parents. Mm. And that's not a good mix.
You mean more than they usually are?
Oh, my God, exponentially.
Right.
Yeah, 1,000 times more. And sometimes, too, you know, like, okay, you can't tell what time of day it is, and suddenly people are, you know, deciding, oh, I think I'll have a drink, and they realize it's 7 a.m. Maybe I shouldn't have a drink. Or, you know, they're having stuff in between, and sometimes substances get in the way of also good sense. And usually when things are going on, we have teachers who are keeping an eye out, or student services support staff, police officers, or if you go to the doctor, you know, there's some medical support people who will be able to say, hey, how are things going? And if necessary, provide some strategies, or even if they need to, call DCFS. Now, many people are concerned about interfering. I don't know a single person. I've had to make many calls in my role over the years, over the 40 years that I've worked. And I'm going to tell you, all of them turned out very well. The parents or the people who needed the support got it, because it wasn't about punishment. It was about support. How can we help you? What do you need from a neutral party? So the first thing, of course, is to, like, stay in contact with people who have a lot of stresses. If they, you know, give them a call, you know, stand in the driveway, talk, let the kids run around like little puppies. You know, the younger they are, the more like puppies they can run and be silly. But that's good for them, you know. Comment on the fact that, yes, it's really hard to raise kids at any time, and it's really, really hard now. So that's like prevention, like neutralizing, putting a little bit of a humorous spin on it. But don't feel bad about calling and saying, hey, could you check on this family?
Yeah.
I've done what I can do, and I don't want anything worse to happen. I do not know a single parent who wants, or a spouse, who wants something bad to happen. They don't want to be the person who causes it, and they don't want someone they love to be the recipient of it. So there's simple ways to call. There's a hotline. There's DCFS. But that curve, we can't change. I mean, people are going to be together for a while. We can't change the circumstances, but we can change the support.
That all sounds good. In our last few seconds, any final points for today?
Well, the DCF number is available online, and it'll be posted on safeharboril.com. If you're feeling overwhelmed, we would love to talk to you at Safe Harbor. And so please give us a call. The number is 630-466-8657, and you can contact us through the website. And the hotline number is 1-800-273-TALK. So that's 1-800-273-8255.
All right, that's all the time we have on today's show. We'll be with you again next week, of course. You can always find out more online. That website, again, is safeharboril.com, as it's Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.